This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. Church leaders have gathered in Ghana this week for an African Theological Conference. The conference is being sponsored by the Office of Church Relations from the President's Office, the Theological Education out of OIM, and the Luther Academy. World Lutheran News Digest spoke with the Director of Church Relations this week in Ghana, Reverend Dr. Albert Culver, and he explains the agenda of the conference.
This conference is focused on the theme of the third article of the Creed, the role of the Holy Spirit. And this is because in Africa, there's one, you have questions about the church, such as the Ethiopians are dealing with, what is the church and what is true teaching. You also have the influx of American evangelicalism and Pentecostalism, which is a great challenge for Lutheran churches in Africa. So the theme of the third article on the Holy Spirit is especially pertinent to the African church.
A wide range of African countries are being represented at the theological conference.
Right now we have about 60 people from 50 African countries. Many of the countries are West Africa, Nigeria, Togo, Uganda, Republic of Congo. We have people from Madagascar, Kenya, the Ivory Coast, South Africa, Liberia, Burkina Faso, Ghana, Guinea, Benin, and the Democratic Republic of Congo.
One of the great benefits of the conference is that it provides African church leaders with an opportunity to talk to one another, sharing both the challenges and opportunities they face, something that is beneficial for all.
And it also is a great encouragement for us to see the challenges and problems African Lutherans face and realize that in some ways in the United States, we don't have it this difficult. And yet at the same time, we see how the Africans seem to be more blessed or have fewer problems than we do. And so part of this is the mutual encouragement and then also the opportunity for continuing education for some of these pastors and church leaders.
And that continuing education is quite possibly the reason the future of Lutheranism may reside in Africa rather than Europe or America. In Africa today, there are 20 million Lutherans. These are people who attend church nearly every Sunday, unlike in Europe or America. Reverend Dr. Culver explains why Lutheranism is possibly so strong in African countries.
You know, the Holy Spirit works when and where He pleases, and it pleases the Lord to work in Africa. I think if you also look at Africa, though, when people are faced with hardships and they realize that they may not be alive tomorrow or next week, they're looking for something to fill that void, and the message of the gospel and the work that Christ has done for us certainly is that. People in Africa don't have some of the same barriers we do in the United States or in Western Europe. They tend to believe the Bible at face value, and so they hear the gospel and faith is created, and many, many conversions happen. In Ethiopia, they're planting 500 congregations a year.
WLN Digest will have continual coverage on the Lutheran Church and its growth in Africa. This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.